It's been 1 year since voters elected Donald Trump as president. And while there are no elections in Delaware tomorrow, there are lots of opinions on the president's performance and on the Trump impact on local politics in the first state. WHYY's Mark Eichmann reports.
Thank you. Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated.
1 year ago, Donald Trump captured the White House with more than 300 Electoral College votes. That night, he called for unity.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
But a year later, lots of Delawareans like Newark's Terry Babcock Loomish say they haven't seen much effort to build unity.
On a daily basis, I'm disappointed by what I'm seeing out of Washington. And that has nothing, well, it has a great deal to do with what we're seeing in terms of leadership.
Trump supporters, like Sussex County Young Republicans leader Matt Revelle, aren't happy with division in D.C. either, but for different reasons.
Everybody's a little distraught. You wish that Congress would be more receptive and more, I guess, open to his ideas and trying to work with him. Given what he's had to work with, I think he's done a great job. Of course, legislatively, you want to see more things being passed, but there are a few in both parties who are holding his agenda up.
There's been a trickle-down Trump effect on Delaware politics, too. In early 2017, Stephanie Hansen won a special election for state Senate that drew national attention as one of the first contests in the U.S. after the presidential election. Hansen defeated Republican John Marino in the most expensive special election in Delaware history. The divisive nature of that contest, with lots of national groups spending big money, is a departure from traditional Delaware races, which have historically been much more civil. That friendlier campaign style, sometimes referred to as the Delaware way. Wilmington's Bill Freeborn has been involved in Delaware politics for decades.
It's really disappointing to me personally. I know I'm involved politically for many years here in Delaware, and the sense of civility and, positive temperament has disappeared, and it's a real shame.
Republican leaders are salivating over the possibility of making gains in the General Assembly, where the GOP has been in the minority for years. Democrats control the state Senate, but just by one seat. Two longtime Democratic senators have announced plans to retire. Trump's Delaware campaign chief, Sussex County Councilman Rob Arlett, sees last year's election as a stepping stone for future GOP wins in Delaware. He spoke at a Republican rally in Sussex County at the end of the summer. It was an enthusiastic rally in an area where Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 20 percentage points in 2016.
It is time for change in Delaware. And you know what? They're scared and they know it. And all they keep doing is going right back to their well that's about to be dried out, because we are waking up as a state and we know what's going on and we're going to hold their feet accountable.
As the state is in the middle of open enrollment for its Affordable Care Act marketplace, Delaware Insurance Commissioner Trinidad Navarro, a Democrat, is upset on how the president's tactics are undermining the program. One minute he's attacking Obamacare and the next he's negotiating changes to the law.
He's either an evil genius to come up with the plan to cut the payments to force both sides to work together, right, or he's just evil.
Former Delaware GOP Chairman Charlie Copeland says he thinks it's the big picture that will determine Trump's legacy.
Everybody loves a winner. If we're in 2018 and America's a winner again, nobody's going to be talking about whether, Trump's personality this or Nancy Pelosi's personality that or the, crooked media this or that. They're going to be like, America's winning again, and we like that message.
Next year's statewide contests include re-election campaigns for U.S. Senator Tom Carper and Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester, both Democrats. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.